How would you scale a wedding photography business with basically no recurring dollars?
Meaning like he just doesn't have a lot of money.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a business model that's recurring. It's, you know, I get a wedding, I shoot it, I get money in.
Everything goes into the
menu. So how would you scale? I would, first and foremost, I think Snapchat, so if I'm a wedding photographer, one of the first moves I would do is very similar to the advice that I gave to designers. Immediately, I would layer a tier of Snapchat filter capabilities. I believe every modern wedding, 35 and under, in America, in the next 18 months, is gonna have a Snapchat filter. It's gonna be like a big thing, like Karen and Rick, you know, like that thing. So I would do modern marketing. One, I would go triple in, quadruple in, all in, uploading all your photos, 5-7 a day, get approval, do your thing on Instagram, and learn all 15 hashtags that matter on Instagram, the 5 most popular ones, the 5 medium ones, and 5 long tail ones, like hashtag Hampton's wedding, hashtag, you know, Rockaway weddings, like hashtag your area that you shoot in, like there's always that hall, you know, that like place that everybody gets married at, using that name and weddings. So 15 hashtags against 5-7 photos every single day on Instagram, I think will lead to tremendous business. The other thing I would do is I would try to guest blog on wedding sites about Instagram and Snapchat. Because again, if you're watching my show, you're kind of aware of these things, right? Use modern social creative as your linchpin to your actual business. If you think about being a photographer for weddings as the secondary thing, and you think about being great at Snapchat and Instagram around the wedding industry, using it and then commentating on it, you will create a much bigger awareness funnel. And then people are like, oh, I wanna use that girl, that guy. They're good at Snapchat, Instagram, and wedding photos. It's 2016, 2017, so I would hustle. Like, I would work. Like, what I just said took work. Like, you like that one, Andy? It's real. It's work 3 more, 4 more hours a day to do what I just told you, and amazing things happen. You know, many people are like, oh, miraculously, I made $500 this weekend on eBay because instead of drinking beers on my porch and watching, you know, Thunder Warriors, I went through my garage or went garage sailing and I sold.